Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen. He's the founder and editor of the Technical Traders website. I will post a link below this interview to that website. Now, Chris, we're going to focus on a couple markets. First, the markets that are doing well right now that you see is potentially even having some more upside, starting with the precious metals and gold in particular, because gold is having so far a good month of May, and just yesterday really was a key move by gold. To start the week, gold popped over the 200-day moving average, and this general downtrend line that's been in place ever since the peak in August, both that 200-day moving average and the top of the downtrend channel were right around that 1850 level. And today, gold is at least holding those levels. Pretty flat on the day, but trading right around to, let's say, 1868. So high 1860s. What's the significance here of this breakout, Chris?
Yeah, so you could argue it's a breakout. I mean, depends on the time frame, the chart pattern you're looking at. We're definitely above the 200-day moving average, as you talked about. But the 200-day, I mean, that's old news. That's almost a year old data. And if you go back and you look at the charts, you know, one day above or below the 200-day isn't all that significant. We want to make sure it's going to recover there on a weekly close. At least, you know, you look back at the COVID crash, we were trading below it for a little while. When a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, it's broken below it, it's in a bear market. Meanwhile, you know, it's just a quick breach. Happened again back in November of last year where we dipped below it. And now we're poking up into it. I actually think we're going to see precious metals. I think they're going to continue to hold up and perform well. I think from a short-term standpoint, I think we're going to see some selling step in over the next maybe week or so, that it might actually pull back, trade sideways, before going much higher. I talked about this with subscribers this morning. When you look, especially at the silver chart, you look at silver miners ETFs or the gold miners ETF, they all have very similar type of price action where we've got these big pops yesterday, huge rallies in the precious metals sector, big volume on them. And they're kind of like a euphoric surge where everyone's piling in. So when you have a massive move, big, big volume, and all of these commodities, gold, silver, and miners, they've all pushed right into resistance levels on the chart. And they did so on this big volume. And to me, that's a crowded play. And the silver miners, the gold miners ETF actually show it really well, where I was telling subscribers this morning, you know, we're most likely going to see the market gap higher. And then we're probably going to see, you know, the miners sell off and start to go into a week or two correction or pullback before we go much higher. And this has happened like six or seven times in the last 8 months on those charts, where you just get this euphoric phase of everyone piles in, they get all excited, and then they all put their orders in, and that's what creates the price to open higher, for example, today. And then the big money starts to sell into them because it's opening up at resistance, it's overbought. So short term, over the next week or two, I think the metal sector's had a nice run. I think it's going to try and build a little platform. But looking forward beyond that, I think they're breaking out, and I think they're on the verge of starting a very big run to the upside that could last another month or two. And that's really exciting. But when we see commodities type stocks and commodities themselves take off, it's usually also a warning sign that the stock market may be coming to an end, and there could be some tougher times ahead. So we can touch on that as well.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later here, Chris, but just analyzing a little bit more on these gold stocks. So it does sound like you think that downtrend then is over. Gold stocks setting up for a bit longer of an uptrend here. And you can argue that an uptrend has been in place for about a month and a half, but when you have that long of a correction, about an 8 month correction, just a month and a half of an uptrend, well, doesn't take you back to where you were. So what are some of the levels that you're watching, either on gold or on GDX, for a topping pattern? And where's the support then, critical support?
Right. So I think looking at gold, if we were to look at the gold futures continuous contract, I think it's got a hold here around 1850, which is the 200-day moving average. It's also a high volume resistance area that gold traded through quite a bit over the last, you know, 7 or 8 months. We've seen some lows come down to the 1850. We've seen it trade through there for several weeks at a time. even a month at a time. So there's a lot of volume at this level. So that's going to be one reason why I think it's kind of stalling out. It's also the 200-day moving average. To me, if gold trades sideways here for a few weeks, I think as it breaks above the high that we're potentially seeing today at 18, 75, I think once it breaks that high, I think it's off to the races and it's going to be heading up towards that 2000 mark and beyond. So ideally, I want to see it consolidate. I don't really want to see gold just continue to shoot and rocket and hook up to that and go all the way up to 2000 or beyond, because that type of play usually will result in a sharp pullback, giving back a good chunk of that move. So a pause here is what I'm looking for. And then a weekly close above 1850 to me is actually a very bullish sign. And I think it'll continue to go higher. Now, if we take a look at the GDXJ, for example, the gold miners ETF, you know, it's making a series of higher highs, higher lows. It's above the 200 day. It definitely had one of those. To me, it's an exhaustion pop to the upside. Everyone piled in yesterday. A bunch of people piled in this morning at the opening bell, creating it to gap higher. And I think it's gonna pause and trade sideways here, or potentially pull back still to the $50 level. It's at $54 today. It could pull back $4. So there's still a lot of volatility in this sector. But overall, the downward trend in miners to me is now up. Slash sideways. And again, I think a little bit of a pause or pullback in the precious metals sector. The next run up is the one, is where I think there's going to be some real big legs behind it, where it's going to pick up speed. So for GDXJ, if we get a close, if it pulls back from here for a week or so and then starts to run higher, a close above the $54.50, that to me would be a breakout. And I think it could start a pretty big run back up to 60, potentially even $65 a share very quickly.
Okay. So, again, this is very constructive nature. For gold and a stair-stepping pattern, you made the comment that $2,000 is on tap for gold. Would that happen this year?
I think it could very easily. I mean, depending on how this market hooks up and starts to rally here, I mean, we could see that in a month or two, to be honest. I mean, if once the precious metals train starts to leave the station, there's going to be a pretty strong wave, I think, of people moving into it. The momentum's shifting or has shifted to the upside. I think it's a little bit overdone, but a little pause or pullback for 1 or 2 weeks here. The next push up, I think, is going to be fairly explosive. And I think it could go up and push 2,000. I mean, it's only $150 away for a 2,000, an $1,900 commodity. So it's not that much, considering you look at lumber. It goes from like 270 to 1,700 for gold to move up 150 is not out of the question. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Now let's move over to another market, the energy markets, or oil more specifically. Look, I've talked to a number of people that are saying oil still needs a bit of a pullback, but quite frankly, we're seeing all commodities run higher. This inflation trade seems to be here, and crude is, again, knocking on some of this short-term resistance up at the higher part of this recent trading range it's been in. What's your outlook for crude? Do you think this is ready to move higher, pop higher again?
Yeah, I do think crude wants to go higher. I mean, it's been stair-stepping its way higher with some of these long-term trends. I mean, I had a $94 target on it back in November when it started to break out. We hit that 94, which was a Fibonacci-measured move. It was also a previous high back in 2020. So everything hit there, and then we saw a sharp pullback in the energy sector and crude, and now we're seeing price go back up and test this level. And as soon as crude oil breaks $68 a barrel on the continuous contract, then it will technically have been broken out. It's starting a new run, and based on the momentum of this pattern, we're looking at a 33% upside rally in crude oil, and that brings us to $88 a barrel, which seems pretty extreme. And most people thought $64 was extreme back when it was trading at, $40 when I put that in. But just based on technicals, based on the momentum behind here, crude's got a lot of upside. We hit $88 a barrel. I think most people are going to be like jaw-dropping shocked that we went from negative or very low prices, single-digit oil down all the way back to $88. businesses are going to be booming. The oil energy sector stocks are, they have been on fire. They're coming back to life right now. You know, you look at XLE or XOP, which are energy oil-based stocks. I mean, they've been on fire over the last couple of weeks, pushing back up with bullish patterns, and they look like they're primed and ready to continue to move higher. And that's what you want to see. You want to see the underlying equities for a commodity moving up and outperforming the commodity. And typically that means the commodity will break out, is going to break out, but after the leverage plays. And we're seeing the same thing in precious metals. The miners are performing really well, outperforming the bullion, silver and gold. And that to me is a very strong sign that gold is going to continue to go higher as well. So both of these are commodity-based sectors. And commodities tend to do very well just near the end of a bull market rally. So when the stock market is about to have a much deeper correction or a topping phase, we tend to see commodities perform really well. That's when gold miners come to life. Right now we're seeing the energy sector come to life as well. So this is really exciting for commodity traders, precious metal traders, but it's a nervous sign that, hey, things are kind of on their last legs based on the technicals and intermarket analysis, that this stock market might go into a 15% correction here at any point. And when it does, it will pull the energy sector and the precious metal stocks down with it, I believe, just like it pretty much always does. So you can get in, trade these sectors to the upside, but don't just hold on to them, think they're going to go up, because when the stock market corrects, they're going to come right back down to where they are now probably, and you'll be able to get back into them, you know, another time from now. That's the way I see it.
Well, and that's the key, right, is that we have actually seen a more of, let's call it a flatlining for the broad averages. The S&P, it went through a very quick correction about a week ago, bounced right off that 200-day or off that 50-day moving average. But we've actually been seeing a lot more weakness in the tech stocks. So we've seen, well, Apple, Tesla especially, has been very, very volatile. Is that where you're seeing the key weakness, is in these high-flying tech stocks that are starting to, or actually have been showing some weakness here over the last couple of weeks or months?
Yeah, for sure. Well, typically the leaders, which tend to be technology and small cap stocks, they typically lead to the upside and they lead the market to the downside. So they were the leaders last year. Now they're not the leaders. They're underperforming. And some of the biggest stocks like Tesla, big bearish topping formation. And we got Apple that's putting in what looks to be like a head and shoulders or a rising kind of pattern that once it breaks to the downside, it's going to be very violent. Bitcoin's got a big bearish chart pattern as well. You know, the NASDAQ in general is not looking all that powerful either. So I like to look at those, and those are telling us that, hey, this market is not all that healthy. Half of the sectors on my ban hot list, which is telling us what are the best assets now, well, more than half of them are bearish and pointing to lower prices. So that's not a good sign when the market breadth, the majority of stocks are actually bearish in the sector. That means the odds are they're going to continue to move lower. That's going to pull the broad market down. And when the stock market becomes kind of toppy like this and the technicals aren't all there to support it, this is when we see physical assets like gold, silver, and other commodities tend to rally and start to do really well, instead of everyone just wanting to buy information, which you could argue has no physical value. When people get nervous, they move to physical assets. And that's why the precious metals and oil markets are moving up. So all this is tied together and painting a picture that to me is very bearish. Over the next couple of months, I think stock market could continue to grind this wall of worry higher for maybe a month or so. But at any point, I think it's going to have a very violent drop and it's going to pull everything down with it. Market will reset. And then we go back into another major bull market leg, I think, in equities. It just needs a cleansing phase.
All right. Hey, we'll wrap it up there. I think that's a great summary. And one thing to really take into account is understanding some of the moves that we have gotten before prior market corrections and what you're outlining in terms of commodities, especially in terms of precious metals, getting this bounce prior to a potential correction. Yeah, it's happened before, so let's see if it happens again. Chris, always great chatting with you, buddy. I'll post a link, as I mentioned, to the Technical Traders website, and we'll chat again in another couple weeks. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Cora. You too. Take care.